So we've sort of bookended this episode with two works from Richard Strauss. Tell me about why you want to share those particular performances with listeners.
Richard Strauss is the ultimate in orchestral virtuosity, and I think every great orchestra looks at Strauss as showing up the individual greatness of players in the orchestra and the cumulative quality of the orchestra, at the violin section or the cello section or the horn section, of course. And so it's somewhat the standard by which orchestras are often gauged. Certainly, you know, the big orchestras have all recorded the Strauss tone poems. And because in the opening concert of 2015, when I decided to do Death and Transfiguration as part of a kind of death program with the Mozart Requiem, it was the first time that I'd done a Strauss tone poem here. And so the orchestra was very excited because it was an opportunity for them to grow as an orchestra and show some individual talents. And then after the success of that, I thought, well, maybe, you know, we shouldn't avoid another opportunity to do some. And so Don Juan has always been my favorite tone poem because I think it's one of the more perfect tone poems, not only by Strauss, but by anybody, because of maybe people don't like the story and the character of Don Juan, but in many ways, you know, there is a part of Don Juan that is actually there's a good part inside him, and there's probably a part of Don Juan inside all of us, males, shall we say, and that I have always felt that Don Juan was perhaps the most heartfelt and brilliant work that we have in the orchestral repertoire, and I've always been an enormous fan of the piece, and nearly every orchestra has, and I've sat as a conductor in so many orchestra auditions auditioning new players into the orchestra, and the requirement across the board in the string section is to play the first page or the first two pages of Don Juan, whatever it was, violin or viola or cello or double bass. So I've heard it's been a gauge by how you judge players as well, and so I want our audience to be able to see how between the opening concert of 2015 and the closing concert of 2016, how the orchestra grew as an orchestra in terms of sound quality, in terms of sound, in terms of virtuosity. And because the two tone poems are so completely opposite. One is obviously, you know, reflecting on the life of a dying artist, who is reflecting back on his life, and Don Juan, who is always looking forward to the next challenge. And, you know, the misogynist, hedonist character of Don Juan, as opposed to the thoughtful, reflective character of the artist in Death and Transfiguration. So I think life, I always tell all of my students everywhere, and I'm telling the orchestra the other day, you know, music is all about contrast between loud and soft, fast and slow, short and long. And really, that's all there is to music in terms of training and preparing for it. 90% of our training is about those six things, those making those contrasts. Now, as a conductor, of course, you have the contrast between works like Don Juan and Death and Transfiguration. Couldn't be more enormous. And how you bring those two contrasts. You don't obviously plan to play those two works right next to each other or simultaneously. So you develop your Death and Transfiguration side and you develop your Don Juan side. And here's a chance for the audience to hear them side by side.
Speaking for myself, I have enjoyed over the last 4 months or so getting to know many of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra players, the regulars, the guests, and having you in a handful of times. I've enjoyed it, and I think it's been a fruitful collaboration between the Missouri Symphony Orchestra and Classical 90.5 as we wrap up our second season now of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour. Kirk, I'm grateful for your participation and your contributions to this program.
Thank you, Trevor. We're very grateful to Classical 90.5.